But then they start, obviously, they start
on.
They struggle and finish
your bones. I mean, outside, I suppose. What's it called? By Mosif. Phyllis Geshem. So it's just right. For us, it's the day after.
That's after the Hakovas.
Yeah.
Supposed to, right?
Yeah. Okay, so Rabbosai, our limud of halacha every day is the schus, the refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, Yishtav refuah Shleim, Bekorah, Besoich, Shol Chayli, Yisrael, Amen. So we learned that the origin, as far as we can tell, of Min HaKaporos comes from the Rashi B'Shem HaGa'onim, which will take us back to the years 6, 7, 800, we're talking about 1500 years ago, almost 1500 years ago, and that was when they planted the pot, for all the children it said only, they planted the pot, the flower grew, the bean grew. It looks like, according to Rashi, because we said they either did it 2 weeks before or 4 weeks before, that some people had the minig of doing kaporos on Erev Rosh Hashanah, which we don't do at all, as far as I know. There's no minig before Rosh Hashanah, but they did it. Some did Erev Rosh Hashanah. They were the ones who planted 2 weeks before, and the ones who planted Chof Beis 22 days before Rosh Hashanah did it on Erev Yom Kippur. And then the idea was that you took the pot, you did Zeh Chalifos, Zeh Karporosi, my Kavriyachal, my Neshama is transferring, or my Averis, not my Averis, but what should happen to me because of the Averis will happen to this pot. And then you take the flower pot with the bean growing and chuck it in the river. And over the years, I don't know whether or not it was a new Kabbalah that occurred, or a new Chaloy Min HaShemayim or something, or whether or not it developed. It's the same idea. So instead of a Tzoymeach, we take a Baal Chai, right, to represent the person. It moved on from every Kotan and Katano to every person in the family, including the unborn Katanim and Katanois. And the idea afterwards, instead of throwing it into the river, we don't throw the chicken into the river, but we shecht it, and then came along the idea of giving the money to Tzedakah, etc. So it seems to have developed.
One second, so they had hundreds and hundreds of flower pots that flew into the river.
Yeah.
And some sort of island came out of that.
I have no idea. I have no idea whether or not they probably dissolved and flowed away. I don't know what's the past participle of flow. They didn't flew away. So they must have flowed away, probably, and dissolved. Okay.
Sorry.
But it seems like the minig developed, yeah? But interesting is that we said that the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber said, he doesn't approve of it. It's Midake Hoe Mori. We asked Rabbi Basus yesterday, yeah, the Sfardim Lechoira, we assumed would paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. Maran Bet Yosef says that you don't do it. It should be abolished because it's Darko Amori. And in fact, he brings down B'Shem the Pri Chodosh. He brings down here, he brings the Divrei Rashi. V'kosam, and he says, Mekol Mokam, he says, Ein Sofik, Sheroi Levatl Minagzeh, Mishum Chashash Darko Amori, Uchsiv Tomim Tiehem Hashem Lekecho. You don't go into these spooky things. So therefore, the Pri Chodosh was also against it. And we thought that we assumed that the Sfardim wouldn't do it because of the Maran Beit Yosef. But we asked Rabbi Basus yesterday, and he said that they do Kaporos al pi Arizal. Says the Arizal, who it's brought down that the Arizal had the minig to do it with a chicken. Yes, right. Now the Bat Ephraim writes the Biyomim Kadmoinim. He writes that once upon a time, Nogu Likachaltsisim Zeroim, that they used to take a pot with things growing, and it seems like the Makor is from Rashi, and then he brings down from the Yismach Yisrael. Yismach Yisrael, I thought was, I don't know whether there's more than one Yismach Yisrael, but the Sifrei Alexander called Yismach Yisrael. And he says there, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, he writes, the Minna Kaporos Noeg Rak B'chutz Laoretz. He says, the Minna Kaporos is a minig only in Chutz Laoretz and not in Eretz Yisrael. He says, Zatzorachim, why? Because the whole reason why the Sfardim are doing Kaporos is because of the Arizal. Where did the Arizal live? The Arizal lived in Eretz Yisrael, right? So if the Arizal did Kaporos, he lived. So you're going to say he changed his minig when he got to Eretz Yisrael, didn't do it anymore? Yes, they say, right? He says, it seems, that the Chai Odom, in Tosfos Chaim, he says, the Chai Odom brings down, Shari Arizal Hoyodob Eretz Yisrael, Hoyo Oise Kaporos. So they're assuming that he still carried on doing it from when he was living in Eretz Yisrael as well, right? He writes the Chayodon, Shamati me anshe Eretz Yisrael. The Chayodon who lived in Europe said, B'shem anshe Yisrael, Shanoigim Shom mina kaporos, that the minig in Eretz Yisrael is also to do the minig of kaporot. And we were wondering why the Sfadim do kaporos, yeah, even though the Maran Bat Yosef says, yeah, the Maran Bat Yosef says, Roy levatel haminig
Says the same thing. Do you do it? Started over the Torahway, Northwest London, Thursday, Ches Tishri, 8th of October, Dine, Yossi David Shlita, Hilchas Yom HaKippurim. This is the Torahway, Hamas, Modless, Godless, Shoran, Shal Toshvi, Eretz, Shal, 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 Shal,
Shal, We need love, you sure? No, I'm good. I came all the way from Hendon. Yeah. we do kaporot because of the Arizal.
The Arizal
Swadi. The Arizal wasn't Swadi. We had the Swadi in the Shoma. The meaning of kaporot actually. I mean, we don't have the issue of Daka Meir anymore today because it's not done by the Goyim Bichlal. But that's the Arizal endorsed it. Once the Arizal has introduced it and said we should do it, we do it. No? We don't ask questions. We do it. Isn't the Rumkoy is Rashi in Gittin, no?
No, it's Rashi.
Rashi Shabbos. So Rashi is a Parfisa. Chai Parfisa. Yeah. Chai Parfisa. But no one today does it with plants. No one then plants a seed and then goes and takes it. no one doesn't. Okay, I thought of speaking a subject a little bit, understanding the tefillahs and the seder of Yom Kippur. Year after year, we do it. We need to understand a little bit what we're doing. And there's something very strange. I want to start with something to remuse a little bit. Something very strange. We start our tefillah, al das. I don't know what the nusach is. Yeshiva shel mala, yeshiva shel matz, al das amokim. Yeah, it's not the same. Something will change the order, and start al das amokim. Not to bring the shechina, should be number one. Inenu matirim. We say matirim et ha'avaryanim. You say ima avaryanim. No, there's some litpalel ima avaryanim. So the question is asked, why at the beginning of Yom Kippur, I mean, what happened to the criminals? All of a sudden we regard the criminals, avaryonim. There's a question what avaryonim means, but the Prisha seems to say that anyone who's oivan divrei Torah, divrei chachomim, is called an avaryan. Sharin lemikraya avaryan. So they're all included in that. But basically, we start our tefillah on Yom Kippur with permission. And to let people who are transgressors, people who are oive averus, people who are to be mitztaref to our tefillahs on Yom Kippur. And it's a pele. What happens on any other day of the year? And why is it so important? So we all know the Gemara in Krisus. The Gemara in Krisus says that any fast, any tannis, which hasn't got from Poishe Israel, hasn't got criminals within the fast, joining into the Tanis, is not considered a Tanis. If you know what the definition of a Tanis is, it has to have Poishe Yisrael. It has to have criminals inside it. If you don't have wrong people or wrongdoers being part of the Tanis, so it means we have to make sure we look for them.
What for?
And the Gemara brings by Chelbenach. Chelbenach was one of the Samamone Keteris, which had not a pleasant smell. Yet, when it was blended into the Yudalev, it actually complemented it. So it seems to be that we require to have Poish Yisrael. I saw the Mishnah Berurah brings this, but he doesn't bring the end of the Prisha. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's a great zchus when Poishim do tshuva and come in this, it's a great thing. But the truth is that if you look at the Prisha inside the Prisha, the Prisha ends off with something which I think is tremendously important for us to try and understand the achrayus we have for each other. The Gemara in Shavua says, Kol Yisrael arevim ze lazeh. we took Arevus unto each other, we are guarantors to each other. Says the Prishna something very powerful. Says, if you think, Shalom Alei Nafshi, I keep Torah mitzvahs, I keep Yom Kippur, I'm fasting. What happens to Yenam? It's his cheshbon with Borei Olam. The Prishna says, your tainus is incomplete. There's something missing in your ma'isa. And that's why it says it's so important, just before Yom Kippur, to make sure that we involve people who are far away. It's so important, because otherwise our Yom Kippur, our tefillahs, says the preacher, says that tefillahs will not be miskambim, will not be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we are not meshativ the avaryonim, if we don't take care of them, then our tefillahs are at risk. And this is a Musa Haskell, not only for tefillin, if it's our Shabbos, if it's our tefillin, if we're seeing someone else, and it doesn't have to be by friar people, not from people, can be by friends of ours. If they're not doing the mitzvahs as well, and I can help them, and I can guide them, and I say, no, you know what, I'm not interfering. It's not for me. It's for someone else to do. Then my mitzvahs, my ma'asim become incomplete, or lacking shleimus. That's what the preacher says. That's why it's so important on Yom Kippur. To start off with this Gemara in Krisus, Amar Rav Shimon Chasdoi, that if a tainis doesn't go from Parish Yisrael within them, then it's not called a tainis. It's a beautiful idea the preacher is telling us. I can find you a lot of criminals. Not a problem. No shortage of
them.
No, it doesn't have to be. We have to be making current shemis, make sure people are up to the same way we are. If we don't care about others, then our tefillah says, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, your tefillah is not shleima. If his tefillah is not shalom, yours is not shalom. It's mamish, the Arevus, the Inner of Arevus is something tremendous. Okay.
It's not
Yeah, it comes Keseda again and again. It's all in the NFR Evers, no? It's not hard on Yom Kippur. They all want to come. Something brings them in. Even Yoina tried to run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somehow, they threw him into the sea. He got back to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was. It's Mamish Legat. You know, our story is Legat. You see, we have that experience anyway. The shul becomes packed. On Yom Kippur. Everywhere, they all come in. They all feel something that they have to come in. So it's not hard to find them. Say them. So that's the Akdoma of the Tefillah on Yom Kippur, yeah? I want to discuss a little bit about the Indian of Kol Nidre. I'm sure it's known things, but always Chazorah helps to try and understand what exactly we're doing when we say Kol Nidre. You have a minig to do a Toras Nedorim prior to Yom Kippur, prior to Rosh Hashanah. I don't know what the minig is here. We make 40 days before Rosh Hashanah, 40 days before Yom Kippur. It's Asfadim non-stop with a Toras Nedorim. Seems to be that Nedorim was a common thing. So, what exactly are we doing in Kol Nidre? And there might be enough kaminis. This year's Shabbos, but makes no difference because Yom Kippur has got Din of Shabbos as well. Can you go into Nacht with it? Many Botiknesses here go into Nacht. And they're doing Kol Nidre after nightfall, which is Laila already. And then you go into the Shaila, and Simon Shem Mem Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch brings, which we soon discuss, that you're not allowed to, what the Gemara says in Shabbos of Kuf Nun Zayin, that you're not allowed to Matin Nedorim on Shabbos. We soon understand why. So can you do Kol Nidre? What exactly are we doing about Kol Nidre? So we all know the famous Gemara Masechet Rosh and Nedorim, the Gemara there brings that if someone wants his Nedorim to be annullified, it shouldn't be Chal at all, he should stand by Rosh Hashanah and he should make a declaration. Doesn't say in front of who he should declare, but he should declare and he should say, any Nedorim I'll be doing through the year should be already annullified from now. So it's a sugya there. And Rabbeinu Tam understands from this Gemara that this is the Mekor of Kol Nidre. That's the source of Kol Nidre. Where does it come from? The Gemara never speaks about doing Kol Nidre before Yom Kippur. It says, this is the Mekoyer. We are standing here making a declaration. Therefore, he tampers with the Nusach, which was accepted, which gives an impression that we are doing Ataras Nedorim on the past, on the previous year. He says, Mapitom. Rabbeinu Tam raises four questions. He says, it cannot be that we're doing Ataras Nedorim at the time of Kol Nidre. We're not doing that. He says, for four reasons. The first reason, he says, you need Charota. Is anyone there got Charota? You're just shouting away Kol Nidre. Where is your Charota? In order to be Matir and Neder, you need to have a Pesach. You need to have Charota, no? What's your Charota? We're not explaining what is the Charota. So he says it's insufficient. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. You're right. We're going to get into the Rosh in a second. Yeah? But that's what Rabbeinu Tam questions. You have to explain what the Charota is. You can't just say, I'm Mischaret. That's apparent. You have to have a done reason. Yeah? So we'll soon see. The second question which Rabbeinu Tam says, that in order to be Mati and Eder, you need either Yochid Mumche or three Ediotas. What's going on here? Are we sitting in front of a Yochid Mumche or Shleish Ediotas? It's a simple saying, Kol Nidre. It's all the way with it. You know, we're quite formal. You have to sit down in front of a Yochid Mumche, explain to him the Neder, and then he can be Mati. So he says, where have you got Yochid Mumche? Everybody's blabbering and shouting away Kol Nidre. What's going to help? The third one, he says, Halacha is like Rav Popper, which Gemara and Gittin brings. The Gemara says that you have to be Mefaret what your Neder is, if you want to be Mati. I know you're probably wondering that we do Ataras Nedorim, we don't have Mefaret and Nedorim. But let's say that. This is Rabbeinu Tam's question. He's trying to disprove the misconception, he claims, that we're doing Ataras Nedorim on Kol Nidre. We're not doing that. The fourth one is the Chazan, who says Kol Nidre, who's been Mati for him? I don't know why he had a difficulty on the Chazan, the Shliach Tzibur. So, Mikoyach, all these questions, Rabbeinu Tam was Meshane de Girsen Kol Nidre, and he made sure that it's going Miyoyim HaKippurim Hazeh Ad Yoyim HaKippurim Avo Aleinu L'Toyva. And took away the Girsa that is from the previous Yom Kippur to this Yom Kippur. Yeah. Ma?
There's a Kabbalah.
Yeah, a declaration. And he explains what the Gemara means by Rosh Hashanah doesn't literally mean Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is called in the Yecheskel Perek Mem, Rosh Hashanah Ba'asol HaChodesh is referring to Yom Kippur as well. It's also called Rosh Hashanah. You should know. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaRichter until Moitzi Yom Kippur. We can change things. So the Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Tam brings, that Rosh Hashanah is also referred to Yom Kippur. Have a look in the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Secondly, he says, it's somuch enough. The reason why they waited for Yom Kippur rather than Rosh Hashanah, like the Gemara says, apparently in later on years, there were bigger kenufia, more people turned up on Yom Kippur. It wasn't like that historically. I always wonder, when you look at the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Pele, they talk about whether to blow Shofar Shachris or Musa. So Gemara has a Zizim Akdimi or Breivam. Says, Ma Bemet, people used to come then already at Musaf time only. I said, no, maybe it was the woman. Or... So, that's the second explanation to why it would be. It's Rosh Hashanah, it's Lav Dafka. So it's the Ike Knufia. There's there many, many people. Now, we've got a problem with Rabbeinu Tam's Girsa. If that's the case, what's the Nislach Lechol Adas Israel? What's the Slicha we're asking for? You haven't yet done anything. You're making a declaration about future Nedorim. You haven't transgressed anything. I've never heard of doing vidui before doing an Avera. You ever heard of such a Musaik? Asking for Mechil and Slicha before. Here in England they do it. Before they push you on a bus, they'll say, excuse me first. And then they'll do it. So it means we're asking for Nislach, Lechol Adas Yisrael, before it's even taking place. So, Rabbeinu Tam explains that we're going to need Slicha. Yeah, he says we're doing it before. The Gemara says that if a woman makes a neder and she doesn't know that her husband was matir, no, she needs, you know, the famous Gemara which Rabbi Akiva says, used to cry on this pasuk, Hashem Yislach La. That even for Nedorim which were already undone, we need Mechila and Slicha. Even for them, because at the time we did it, like someone was taught to eat Basar Chazir and ended up to be kosher meat, he still has to do Slicha because you Machshava, you did something wrong. That also needs Kapora. So that's Rabbeinu Tam's Deya, yeah? The Rosh, the Tur brings the Rosh, then the Rosh settles all the questions, says, no, I'm not willing to change the Kirsa, says the Rosh. That's the Minig Kadmeinenu, was always to make Hatoros Nedorim and Kol Nidre. All the questions of Tosfos, the Rosh settles. The Rosh says, what you asked about that you have to be mischaret on the, this, Anan Sadi, you're standing on Yom Kippur. You have no, the fact that you're worried about being punished for Nedorim which you've done and you didn't keep, that in itself, says the Rosh, is a charota. You're standing on Yom Kippur and you're worried. Maybe I transgressed a nether. Maybe I did something wrong. Says that in itself, you have charot on your nether. So that's what we do. That's what Yom Kippur is about. We are mischaret on all avirus which we've done. So this then charot gedoy lemito. That's what the Rosh says. So I didn't say in those words, but that's what the Rosh means. The second thing which the Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam questions, that you need a yochid mumche or gimel edyoides, he says, not a problem. You go to any shul, you've got at least a minyan. Three edyoides he definitely has. We are saying for each other. We all saying konida for each other. Not a problem. That answers also why the Shliach Tzibur doesn't need. Because the Tzibur are saying as well. And then be Matthias Neder. Well, what's the problem? Now, what about being Mefared the Neder? Mefared the Neder is only a requirement. Maybe you did a Neder Lidvar Mitzvah, and you really can't be Matzid a Neder. Or maybe you did something which... So therefore, for that period, we're not so makbid, says the Rosh. So the Rosh concludes that the Kol Nidre is actually be Matzid Nedorim of the past, not only of the future. Now, the question arises, which the Rosh warns, if it's a Toras Nedorim, then we have an issue. The Gemara in Shabbos Daftuf Nun Zayin says that you can't be Matin Edorim on Shabbos unless the Letzoyrech Shabbos. So how exactly are we allowed to? Maybe you should be particular. That the Ramah says, the Ramah actually writes in Ilchas Yom Kippur Tafresh Yutes, the Ramah writes you should be particular to do Kol Nidre mi be'od yom, before Shkia even. You should do Kol Nidre. It's very hard to get people to come before Shkia. It's not easy. People try to eat until... Mamish, the last minute. It used to be once only woman, the Gemara says, used to eat in the last minute. Yeah, Mutav Shei Shegi. But it's hard. So he says, they wait until night time. So he says, how can we mind? The Rosh says, be particular to do it before Nacht. At least before Laila. Akun Tura Benutam, we have no problem. No? Because Akun Tura Benutam, it's a declaration. It's not a Torah. You can do the declaration at night. You can do it on Shabbos. It's not a problem. Even though some poskim say that even Akun Tura Benutam, it's got some similarity to Torah Nedorim, the declaration, and you should keep make sure you do it also before night, even Akun Tura Benutam. So how is it that we do it even after Nacht? I'm not sure about what they do in every tzibur, but I know in our, we have a minhag that we sell the Sefer Torah of Kol Nidre. You don't have that minhag. We sell the Sefer Torah of Kol Nidre. We sell 10 Sefer Torah for people to carry at the time of Kol Nidre. Rizal told his Talmud of Chaim Vital, warned him, oh, you have the minhag? We take 10 Sefer Torah. We're going to start this year. Let me give you the idea. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. That's my father. We should give Marechus Yomim. He always finds an extra 11th one as well, just to top it up. But we sell, the Arizal told his Talmud of Chaim Vital, try and purchase the Kol Nidre Sefer Torah for however much money you, they ask for it. It's very important. Had I known, I wouldn't be standing here giving a share. It wouldn't be sod. Yeah? I don't know. But the Arizal says, he writes in Shara Kavanot, he writes, Chaim Vital writes that his Rebbe told him that to make sure to buy it at whatever price they ask for. And that says the minhag. So we extended it and we increased the amount of Sefer Torah to maintain, to, we need some oil. No? So by the time they finish the sales,
buy it and hold it, or just to buy it?
No, buy the mitzvah, obviously, not my secretary, can't say it twice. You can be mechaved, that's all, as long as the money comes in, it's not a problem. So that's a minute. In most Batei Knesset Sfaradim, you never get to Kol Nidre before Nacht. There's no such thing. I haven't been to a shul where Kol Nidre said before Nacht. I don't know amongst Ashkenazi where you saw Makvid, I don't know. I know in Ponovich, I was once there. One year, I have Kol Nidre well before Shkia. It's mamish, the shul is packed, the yeshiva was packed, and Gershon Ilstein at that time, standing with somebody. That's why they managed to get videos of the of the Kol Nidre. But I don't know. I don't know what's done here. Huh? Before Shkia. Nifle at Bain. So the Rivash was the first one who raised this issue. And he wrote that, I understand, sometimes you have to wait for the tzibur. They only turn up after Shkia. They turn up late because they were busy. And then they come into shul, it's late, so you have to wait for them because you don't want to do Kol Nidre without them. So he says the reason possibly could be that since we include in the Kol Nidre Nusach of Slicha and Bakoshas Mechila, in this, so it's like a form of a vidui, form of a confession. And that's why he was in shul, even at night, because Yom Kippur is all about that. So this is Shvach HaMais is the answer, no? Doesn't really, because not really answering the Chelek of HaTorah of the Nusach of Kol Nidre, but that's what he writes. The Rivosh. Shin Sadik Dali, the Rivosh, yeah? Chaim Falaji quotes him in his book Moedei Kol Chai. He brings the Rivosh. On another line we can say, there's a Chuvas HaRashba. The Rashba in Chuvas, in Chelek Dalid, Siman Resh Sadik Vav. The Rashba writes that Charamei Kahal, when you've got a Cherem on a Kehila, since you need Knufia, you need many people, even on Shabbos, you can be matirit. Why? Because the only time you get people together is on Shabbos. And you're not going to have a kenufia. You're not going to have a gathering of people other than on Shabbos. So that's considered Letzorech Shabbos. Even though it's not directly connected to Shabbos, and you can do it in Yom Kippur. First of all, let's understand. What's the reason why you can't be matir nedorim on Shabbos? What's the reason? What melacha is it? Obviously it's not a melacha. It's a drabonim, it's a shvus. So the Ran says, the reason why you can't be matin nedorim on Shabbos is because you've been toireach for chol. It calls it a tircha. My boy said, just pay attention to what's considered a tircha. Mumbling word is considered a tircha. So he says, you can't be toireach for a neder which is not Shabbos day. It's not for Shabbos. You didn't think you're not going to eat gefilte fish. You didn't say you're not going to eat chulin. You didn't say that. So it's not toireach Shabbos. If not toireach Shabbos, you can't be toireach for Shabbos, says the Ran. Another reason, it's brought down in the tour, I think, in the bring, mimetzo heftzecha. It's not chafotzim of Shabbos. The Ran brings another reason, if I'm not mistaken, in the Dorim, there's a reason brought down that the Ran brings a third reason, that it, since you need a yochid mumche or sholosh adyotas, it's got a similarity to din, to sitting in din. And you can't do din on Shabbos. Beis din don't sit on Shabbos. So therefore don't. It's a bit pele. So therefore it'd be even for Dvar Mitzvah you can't. You shouldn't be able to. The answer to this, for Dvar Mitzvah, they will push the shvus of making din on Shabbos. Yeah? There's a similar question that you can give a get on Shabbos by a Shchiv Merah or by some of it. So when you really have a necessity, you'll do din on Shabbos as well. No, what's coming to? That's the reason why you can't do a Torah and Dorim on Shabbos. So says the Rashba, if you've got a valid reason that you need a kenufia, you need a gathering of people, so he says, "El lecha davar sheyesh b'tzorech yotem yatoras nedorim on Yom Kippur." So he says, since Kol Nidre, we want to do it b'kenufia. We want to do it with as many people as possible. So that's why we can do it even after Nacht. And you should know the Zohar Kodesh and Parshas Pikudei says something very powerful. Someone who does not guard his mouth, whether it's Nedorim or whether it's Nivul Peh, his tefillos are not heard for 40 days, he's benidui. Someone who's not particular, not for nothing, David HaMelech said, Hashem Sefasai Tiftach Ufi Agiti Ilasecha. It's not something simple. That same mouth, which we want to ask the Borei Olam to do for us. Give us mechilas, and that same mouth, we infested it with wrong sayings or with nedarim which we say and don't keep to. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why should I validate your words? Why should you validate your words? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't hear you. It's not for me. Says, that's why the Mekubalim say to do Atoras Nedarim 40 days before Rosh Hashanah and 40 days before Yom Kippur. And that's why the minhag to do an Erev. That's why we're so concerned if we want our tefillahs to go up. Now, El Lecha Tzorech Yoter Gadol, you haven't got a bigger necessity on Yom Kippur that your tefillahs should be miskabel. Your tefillahs should be accepted. So he says, that in itself, according to the Zohar HaKadosh, should be a reason that we should allow Atoras Nedarim even on Yom Kippur itself. Of course, it's Tzorech Hayayim. We need it for Yom Kippur. How will our tefillahs go up if we don't make sure that we are Matiul HaNedarim and we are Oikea HaNedarim and we are able to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that tefillah should be miskabel?
There are also answers about Shabbos.
Shabbos, the Halacha says you can't. And Shimon Malev, the Shulchan Aruch, says you can't. Only Tzorech
Shabbos. And you need that to be able to have clear words on Yom Kippur. So you'll have
You're talking about this year?
Yeah.
Ah, I thought you're every Shabbos.
No,
I thought
no.
You've extended it and said, oh Shabbos, also we want to
have two.
Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So not of Kamina. Yeah, Lachnaba. Same thing. Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Shabbos and Yom Kippur.
That's for the Dorim. What about Dvorim Tehillim?
Huh?
It's for the Dorim if you.
No, Dvorim Tehillim. You're right. I think it is Nusach of the Zohar and Parshas Pikud that Afresh Mem Tesam would base. Have a look at the Zohar there. I think it also talks about Dvorim Tehillim as well. When we misuse our mouths, we don't use it properly, then it's very hard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should, that same mouth, David HaMelech did a minor Aveira. He found it hard to extract words from his mouth after that Aveira, which in his eyes was an Aveira. In our eyes probably wouldn't have been. And yet, he thought his tefillah is not miskabel. Can you imagine someone who actually uses Nivul Peh or is not makpid and keeping to his mouth? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that. So I thought maybe that would be the reason to be allowed to do Atoras Nedarim even after Nacht, even after Laila. If someone missed it, even should do it in the midst of Yom Kippur and make sure. I'll just end off with something. The story of Yoina is really all our story. The story of Yoina going into the fish, trying to run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somehow something brings us back to the shul. Especially even the furthest away from Yidden ends up in a shul on Yom Kippur. The question is, what do we do after the fish spits it out? Spat out Yoina. What did Yoina do? What we do on Moitz Yom Kippur? That's the main thing which we need to now make sure. It says you want to be machshe a bird with a chashash treifa, a duck. You put it in the water to see if it can swim against the current. That's a raya that is not a treifa. But if it flows with a flow, it's a treifa. That's how you test Hinuchas treifa. We have to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the shul spits us out from the shul of Moitzei Yom Kippur, whether we're going against the current or we're flowing with what the world tells us to do. We have to make sure we keep strong and we maintain our level. Am Yisrael needs Yeshuas. And we need great Yeshuas. There's Milchomas in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, like there never was. Pachat Pchodim. It's not, the solution is down to our tefillahs. And our koyach is only through tefillahs. And now it's a chance on Yom Kippur now to strengthen our tefillahs. Have in mind all the suffering which is going on in Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, here we're not feeling it as much. We're not doing it, but in Eretz Yisrael you should know it's Pachat Pchodim. My son just came back from Eretz Yisrael. He told me it was yeshiva. There was an azakah over Gush Dan. He says, it's the first time he really felt frightened. He could hear it above his head. One slight mistake, one time this, Chas v'shalom rachmon it's not tall. How many people were killed? Tfilas help. Rabbi said, Tfilas, only Tfilas help. More will daven to Hashem, will turn to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, you're relying on me only, then I can help you. If you're relying on me and on weapons, if you rely on me and salt, then it's not going to work. We have to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKasim v'chasim, Gemar chasim v'teva.
Right. I wanted to stay upstairs. Good idea. I'm going to buy a bite and carry myself a bite and give it to the Rav. What does the Rav say? What does that really say? No, if I buy it, I should give myself and give it to the Rav. I can't do that. To buy two then. If somebody buys it for me, it's also good. Hmm? It's the buying or the holding? The holding and the loan.
Why we had Charles and Bobby twice on air Rosh Hashanah and again? What's the Peshat today? What?
Well, I couldn't tell it. You're right. We also declare Natas Midorim. We make a declaration Natas Midorim.
We made a whole thing on air Rosh Hashanah in front of three head judges.
Because Pashat is not everyone who comes for this.
You're not really. Oh, okay, those who didn't do it, you mean? Those who didn't do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Shkoyach. Lovely. Regards to your father.
I'll send a reminder. Message or WhatsApp?
Message?
What's up?
Goyach. What's up?